Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're a little bit hungry. They want more, like, to win. They block and shot. They, like, forecheck, backcheck. They look like they want more, like, win.
Evgeny Malkin on the Islanders wanting it more. And that was one of the subjects of Bob Grove's latest column for our website, 93.7thefan.com. He joins us right now. Brought to you by Waynesburg University. Grow your career with knowledge, grace, and service. Learn more at waynesburg.edu. Bob, when you get down into that kind of muck and question a team's want to, that the other team might look like it wants it more than the Penguins, is that on the coaches or the players or both, in your opinion?
No, it's on the players. I mean, to me, it's completely on the players. I mean, if that's the sense in the room, and not only Gino saying that after the game, but Chris Letang as well, that's really troubling. I think it should be troubling to the Penguins to have that kind of, the you know, multiple comments to that effect after the game. No, it's on the players, and that's not typical end of the year right after a playoff exit game talk for me. That's kind of unusual, and it's blunt, and it's that's how they feel, and so that's if I were management, I would be concerned.
Bob, isn't it too sort of stunning to hear that when they had a fair amount of new blood in here that hadn't won, that didn't have cups in their past to fall back on, had I know McCann missed a game in this series and wasn't very good, but they had guys that you would think would be highly motivated with the Penguins in the playoffs to really care a lot about what was going on out there.
Yeah, and so I agree. I mean, there's a whole handful of these guys that played last night. Goodbranson's one, Bukestad's another, McCann, of course, who's never been in the playoffs before, Wilson. Those guys, they've never even won a playoff series in their careers in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, but, I mean, that's not, you know, again, I think it's the sense of Gino. It's the sense of Letang. I don't, obviously, they're not pointing at any particular players, but to your point, yeah, you get new blood in there like that. You think they're going to be really, really motivated, especially the guys coming from Florida because, you know, they've had no success down there in the postseason to speak of, and now they're on a team that's got big things that they believe ahead of it. So, yeah.
Bob Grove on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Armstrong Business. Bob, do you think that the Penguins should make a major shakeup coming out of this series?
Well, there's always going to be changes, right? I mean, every team makes changes. So I think probably the scale of the changes right now is going to be greater than maybe it would have been if they lose in the second or third round. Yeah, absolutely, I think. And this is the thing that would bother me about those comments if I were management, is that's the thing you got to get a handle on. So how do you figure out how you get a hungrier team next year? And all the other things you've got to fix. I mean, some people are talking about adding some speed. Yep, always good to add speed. How do you get the Penguins to somehow, can you change the personnel? Is that the way you get them to stop making the kind of same mistakes that they've been making all along? So they've got a lot to think about. But, yeah, I expect there to be some fairly big changes.
Bob, do you think that they're getting to the point with Chris Letang specifically? Because I'm thinking about all the things we've discussed in the couple minutes so far, and I think about a lot of stuff that's off the ice, and I think Chris Letang, off the ice before the series, said all the right things. We've got to be this, we've got to be that, patience, etc., judicious on the ice. Then he went out and did the exact opposite. Bad pinches, a bad pinch last night, and just played an undisciplined game, 1-on-3 in the first game. Is that guy, are we getting close, or are we already at the point of no matter how good he could be during a regular season, you might have to think about moving him because of diminishing returns?
Well, I think the thing that might open the Penguins up to, and let's remember, he has a, you know,
right.
Chris Letang has a no movement clause, right?
So full or limited?
I thought his is full, but I'd have to go back and look. It might be one of those ones where he can name a few teams. But the point is that it's just not the Penguins. You know, they can't just do anything with them if they want to. But to your point, Would they start to think about it? I think they might. And the reason I say that is because what you're describing and what we all saw were very familiar mistakes from Chris Letang. And he, for me, had got most of that out of his game this regular season. That was one of the things I kept pointing to about his regular season that was different and that was really good for him, was that these kinds of mistakes, I'm not saying he didn't make any, but he made significantly fewer. He got a lot of this, it seemed, out of his game, and then out of the blue, he gets in the playoffs, and the same things happen. So I think, yes, the Penguins might want to think about, they might open themselves up to that possibility, because at this point in his career, you have to say to yourself, is he ever going to get this out of his game? And I could understand if they came to the conclusion that the answer is no.
So he does, just as a point of order, a modified no-trade clause, 12-team no-trade list each year for Chris Letang, Bob. And that brings me to a quick other point. When I think of a guy like that who got it out of his game, and then when the rubber meets the road in the playoffs, it rears its ugly head, I wonder about how much the coach's message is getting through. Do you think that these guys, there's any kind of legitimacy to the idea that Mike Sullivan is not being heard like he was at the start of his tenure?
Well, based on the number of odd man breaks they gave up as a team, and the answer would be the message is not getting through. This is what Sullivan talked about after the game, is you have to defend better. So, you know, he's not even really addressing at that point, you know, the fact you got six goals in the series, and that's what really your team's built to do, is to score goals. But I get what he's saying is that, you know, every time the Penguins made a mistake in this series, a big mistake, it seemed like it ended up in their net, and they've been preached to, the core of this team has been preached to about managing risk with the puck, and it didn't happen in this series. So I'd say the message isn't getting through, but, you know, without knowing the details behind closed doors, what's going on, it's hard to say who's at fault. But for me, it's, again, I'm going to always land, and mostly it's on the players here.
Bob, do you think that Phil Kessel's played his last game in a Penguin sweater?
I think it's pretty likely, it seems to me, because if you're going to, and that's not an indictment of this particular playoff run. I mean, it isn't. I mean, I don't think anybody on this team had a good series, period. So, good season. He had 82 points, I think. So, but he's had three goals in his last 24 playoff games. That's what you're paying him for, to score goals. So, is he scoring? He's a one-dimensional player. He's a one-dimensional player. He contributes to your team when he has the puck or he's around the puck. When he's not scoring goals, for me, just for me, his value goes way down. And he's not been scoring goals, and this second-half slump that he went through is really kind of, there's no parallel for it in his career for me. So I think it's time to think about it, and it would make sense in the sense that if you're going to try and free up space to start making some other moves, you've got to free up money, and this could be a way to do it. If you can find a goal-starved team, hey, would Rick? We know that Rick Tocchet and Kessel get along great, right? Is Arizona a team that can't buy a goal when it needs one? Yes, they are. Would they maybe have some interest in it? Maybe. I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe. But I think you'd have to consider doing that, and that would be a big, big move.
Bob, this is a loaded question, but the middle class of this roster has come under scrutiny because of the disappointing season and the money they're paying Hornquist and Mata and Jack Johnson and what they're getting back for those players. So what do you do with those longer-term contracts where you're paying a decent amount of money to guys who aren't giving you the production that you want?
Well, for Hornquist, I think you have to come to a conclusion. You have to kind of, let's figure out, is it, he's had repeated concussions. He had another one this year. Is this taking a toll on him? You know, I don't know the answer to that question, because he did not have a good second half of the season, obviously, and he was hurt again. Because you know how much Sullivan loves him, and I think everybody knows why, because this is a guy who really, he's trying so hard. But he also, and he got 18 goals, so, I would prefer to keep him if I'm the Penguins, but I just don't know if they feel like the hard miles on him are starting to pile up. For Mata, he's marketable. He's only making $4 million. He's only 24. He's already won two Stanley Cups. He's absolutely, so if you're looking to make some changes, there will be interest in Olli Mata. And it's really, if you think about the arc of his career, guys, if he's 24 years old and he's healthy and he's a scratch in the playoffs, that's obviously not good. You're saying you don't need him, and I think he should have been back in for Johnson, you know, later in the series.
Bob, do you think that this team is pretty far away as currently constructed from being a serious Stanley Cup contender? I mean, do they need a lot of patchwork here done, in your opinion?
Their defense needs to be restructured. Their defense, the need for speed, I don't think the Penguins in general have a huge need. I don't think they're not a slow team. But where they need speed for me is on defense. Because we've talked about Mata. We know he's not the greatest skater. You know, Pettersson, I like Pettersson a lot, but he's not the greatest skater. Good Branson, Johnson. That's a group back there where you see guys around the NHL and teams getting even undersized defensemen who can really skate and move the puck and feed, you know, the puck up the ice to the forwards. That's where I think the Penguins need some speed. So they need to restructure the defense, and they need to make some choices about what that's going to look like. Because you got good Branson has two more years. I don't need to tell you. Jack Johnson has four more years, et cetera. So that's for me, that's the big place the decisions need to be made.
Check out Bob Grove's Penguins postmortem. It's titled Islanders Wanting It More Than Penguins' Biggest Issue in Sweep. And it's up on our website, 937thefan.com. Bob, thanks for joining us, man. We'll see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.